Okay, after a couple of podcasts, I've had some people request that I give some translation on Oki. So this is the first class of Valhall's Oki 101. First of all, let's get some pronunciation issues down. Pop and pop. Pop is what your oil flows through. Pop is what you drink. Oil, that flows through your pop. Bull and bull. You bull egg, bull's in a pasture. Ice and ass. Ice in your glass, set on your ass. Okay, right. It's not right to ride in the street. Okay, let's move on to some little phrases that are unique to Okiism. Down yonder. Not down yonder. Down yonder. It's down yonder, and that means about the same as down the road a piece. Okay? If it's further than down the road a piece, it's going to be down the road a fur piece. And not a far piece, fur piece. Dadgum. I have no idea what this means, but use it. It will set you free. Dadgum it. Okay. Fixin' to. If you hear me say fixin' to, I'm about to do something. Like, for instance, I'm fixin' to put it up. And we don't put things away in Oklahoma. We put them up. I'm fixin' to put it up. I'm fixin' to clock you. Like that. Okay. There's some unique things about Oklahoma as far as the weather. We're currently in the dog days. August and the first part of September in Oklahoma is hot. Typically over 100 degrees every day. And the humidity ranges from 99 to so dry, you feel like you're in a drought. Here's an actual weather forecast for a humid August day. It's so humid out there, it feels like a big dog breathing down your neck. Another real weather forecast for an August day, that is just another August day, that has the same forecast of hot. Well, it's not hell out there, but you can darn sure see it from here. And then, of course, there's some local ways to describe our hot dog day weather. Shit is hotter than a billy goat in a pepper patch taking two rows at a time. That would describe our August weather. Then we also have the dryness of this time of year. It's been described in a couple of ways. Shit is so dry out there, the farmers have stopped chewing so they don't have to spit. And then also there's the one I heard. It's so dry out there, I just saw a tree chasing three dogs. Okay, next week we will be talking about how bad I can botch the names of your cities and states, but I want you to know what I'm talking about when you hear it, okay? So we'll go over that. And we'll probably also throw in a few words that I just really can't even say, okay? I don't even try. It's not that my vocabulary is limited. It is that there are certain words that I just do not need to approach, not even with long stick, okay? So there'll be some of those, like, no, I'm not even going to try it. Thank you. We'll see you next week.